This is the third day of your tour here in the States.
Yeah.
And this is the first time you've been here?
Yeah, the first time for me in the country altogether. Yeah.
How's it going so far?
Shows are going great, but last night we had our van ripped off, so.
Last night was in New York City.
Yeah.
And what was like the circumstances surrounding that?
We got back to our ACOM, which we had inadvertently, I think, booked in Queens without kind of knowing. I mean, we know nothing about the areas over here. I think we just ended up going with the cheapest at that point. So, I don't know, we were pretty naive to that. And, I don't know, we parked up, and then we came down at 8 in the morning and noticed that, one of the keys had, the locks had been punched out, and all our guitar gear and shit had just been taken, so.
So what are you doing as far as gear for the rest of the tour?
Well, what we brought with us was preamps and effects units, and then we're running those through power amps. So we're just gonna fly with the power amps. The stuff of mine that got taken, the drum gear, it was two floor toms from the hired kit. So we're just gonna borrow a floor tom per show. I lost all my sticks, but.
Yeah, that's easy to come by. That replaces,
yeah. So
how long is the tour? Like, how long?
It's 8 shows, and then finishes up with MDF at the end. And so three Canadian shows, and 5 American shows.
So you guys just recently signed a Relapse, is that correct?
Yeah, totally. Just end of last year, actually. Yeah.
When's the record coming out?
Not sure when it's coming out, but I mean we're writing at the moment, and we're hoping to record. End of the year, I guess.
Oh, so you're still in the writing process.
We've only just really begun. We went to Europe for a month in February, and as soon as we got back, we started writing. So, and we're 2 songs in at the moment. So.
I mean, the stuff that you guys play isn't like verse chorus, simple 4/4 music. So I imagine the writing process is pretty involved.
It's like a full time job, more or less. I mean, we all work 9 to 5, but it's. We work 9 to 5. We rehearse 4 times a week, and then the other 3 days. Is that right? Yeah, the other 3 days of the week, we just work on stuff at home, and then we bring it to those rehearsal rooms, the rehearsal room, throughout the week. So, it's a fucking lengthy process.
Does everyone contribute to the writing or?
No. The band has, from the inception, it's me and Mike Hoggard. One of our guitarists, we write everything. We write the 2 guitar sides, the bass, all the bass melodies, drumming and everything. The only thing that we don't handle is the vocals and lyrics. Yeah, Paul handles that, but all the
vocals,
instrumentation is always us.
So you guys have 3 albums prior to this, right? They're all three are on Willowtip.
The first album of Fracture and Failure. We were signed to Neurotic Records, and they sublicensed to Willowtip for the States, and then they folded, so it's on Willowtip by default.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how long has the band been together?
We started in like 2000.
Oh wow.
So it's been like nearly 12 years.
Wow.
Yeah. But I mean, it was our last year of high school when we started, so it was awful, you know. And we didn't really release a demo until 3 or 4 years after that.
Was it, so I mean, like, that first demo, I'm sure, was a lot different than what you guys are doing now.
Yeah.
Like, was it more like street death metal, or?
It was, yeah, totally. The very first stuff that we did was very, our first influences were stuff like, Hate Eternal, Immolation, Angel Corpse, maybe some stuff like Disavowed and Deeds of Flesh. That kind of stuff. And you can hear it in the first demo. And then by the time we did a second demo, like a year and a half after that, and we started pushing more towards the Gorguts kind of immolation sound, which obviously is, I mean, it's evident in our stuff now, but hopefully we're not, yeah, we don't want to tread on the toes, you know. But
actually, when I listen to it, I don't even really hear
it's
immolation
so,
or Gorguts at this point.
At this point, I think we're so kind of like, we always get asked in interviews, you know, what are your influences now? And I imagine that you're the same, that you get to a point where you're not really influenced by anything. You're influenced by yourself. You know,
exactly.
We know exactly what we want, and you can hit two notes, and you can be like, you can say instantly, yeah, that's us, or, you know, that's not. So.
See, that's sort of, you know, when you're being interviewed, a lot of times they try to compare you to other bands.
Yeah.
They try to, like, draw comparisons, and it's almost like the journalists are trying to, they're almost like, they lack the language to describe the music sometimes.
Oh, yeah, totally, yeah.
So, you know, typically when you guys write, like, what's sort of the, you know, the germination of that? Like, where does it start? Like, what are the kinds of, like, emotions that you guys are trying to, you know?
We have always worked from a jam philosophy.
Okay.
I know that a lot of bands work from a riff, you know, riff philosophy, and they'll often have a guitarist that constructs a whole song.
Yeah.
Brings it to the jam room, maybe the drummer learns the parts, but we've always been, I don't know, we've played, me and Mike have played together since we were like 13, just fooling around, you know, and so that's how it, we just sit in the rehearsal room, either I'll play something and he'll play off it, and I don't know, and then it just happens,
develops from
stuff
that.
Happens, and then we analyze stuff super in depth. After that, but that's kind of where it starts.
Do you guys record all those practice sessions?
Yep.
Yeah, that's cool.
We do a lot of stuff where we'll sit in our room at home in the lounge, and I'll just be on practice pads. Mike will have a practice amp, and we'll work out a lot of the melodic stuff there, and we always record that stuff, and then we'll take that to the rehearsal room, and then I'll figure out all the... Like, for... Yeah, and all the drum parts, I kind of work out the bass flow or pulse to the riff.
Okay.
And then I'll just kind of improv over it until I find something that, and it might take, it might click into place instantly, or it might take a month. I'll just, you know, every day kind of playing over it to find something that works, but yeah.
There also, like, some of the things, aside from the super technical stuff you guys do, there's also some atmosphere involved in what you know, it's not just like straight playing, which is, you guys are great musicians, but also... There's these more expansive, like, atmospheric parts in your songs too.
Yeah, totally.
So, like, you know, where does that sort of fit in? Because you're talking about Gorguts being an influence earlier on, and
yeah, I don't really know how it fits in. It just kind of started happening because particularly in the last, I guess, after we did the first album, we kind of figured out all the things that we didn't like that we were doing.
Right.
Which was with that album, we were really, I don't know, the closest comparison structurally is something like early Cryptopsy, where it's really linear, really kind of all over the place. And as soon as we recorded it, like half a year later, we were like, I don't know, it's just too much, you know?
Sure.
We always wanted to have the like a really bleak or pitch black kind of overtone to everything, and I don't know, it's just been a matter of it's just been a matter of progression, you know.
Sure. Okay.
And maybe it's because as we're getting older, you know, we're starting to listen to a lot simpler music, you know. When we were teenagers, it was death metal,
sure,
24/7, and it's still, you know, now that's just becoming less and less, and we're listening to all sorts of stuff.
What other non-death metal stuff you guys been getting into?
All sorts of stuff, man. Like bands like Sierra Rose, always on the playlist. Stuff like, I mean, we get this comparison a lot that we're kind of like crossing like post-rock and death metal. But I don't really.
No.
Yeah, that's a weird comparison. But you know, we listen to a lot of those bands, like Cold the Lunar is a killer band. We really like Neurosis. Isis is awesome. There's a band in New Zealand called Jacob.
Yeah.
Which are fucking...
Yeah, we toured with them, actually.
Yeah. You did? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We toured with Jacob and Isis.
And Isis. Yeah. Okay.
That's right.
So...
A couple years ago.
And we okay, basically we saw those guys live when we were a little bit younger, and they fucking blew our mind. Like, there are three guys on stage making this colossal racket, but at the same time, I mean, it's the most melodic stuff I've almost ever heard, but when they kick into high gear, they crush every metal band I've just about ever heard, particularly when we're, you know, we're in New Zealand, we don't see a lot of international metal bands, and they just stomped everyone, and they're not metal guys at all.
Yeah.
But they have, particularly Morris, the bass guitarist, he listens to a lot of the same stuff we do, like early, you know, Godflesh.
Yeah, yeah, I remember.
Yaesu and stuff like that.
I remember being on the road with those guys and talking about, you know, stuff like Godflesh and Yaesu and Swans and, you know.
Swans, yeah, yeah. Like that. That's another added to the list for sure. Yeah, and I don't know, it was really weird. We just have all these common non-metal kind of similar tastes, I guess. So, yeah. So I think, I don't know, maybe seeing those guys live totally... It just, maybe it just shifted what we were trying to do, and maybe just, I don't know.
It has to start somewhere with, you know, that sort of inspiration.
Yeah.
You know? And it's cool that they're local, like a more or less, you know, they're another New Zealand band.
Yeah, yeah, totally, man.
Do you guys tour a lot in New Zealand?
No. We used to play a lot, or a lot more than we do now, but New Zealand's tiny, and our style of playing can really only... We can really only do that in the main centers, and that's three cities. We've done all the small towns and whatnot
right.
in the past, and it's just fucking it's terrible.
Do you go to Australia at all to play?
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah. We've been there the past 2 years. We're planning on going there in October again. We've always just done the East Coast, so like Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne, and it's fucking awesome over there.
There's like massive amounts of distances that you have to travel though when you travel through Australia.
Yeah.
So what do you guys, you know, you travel in a van? Do you?
Yeah, yeah. A couple. Yeah, it's a van for most of it, and then it's a flight.
Okay. Yeah, a flight to get over.
So it's a flight to get over, and then between Brisbane and Sydney is like a 13-hour drive. So we fly that typically. So.
And there's a good metal scene down in Australia.
Yeah. Oh, of course, man. Yeah, it's really good over there. I mean, they got some fucking amazing bands. We play with Portal.
Yeah, Portal and Impetuous Ritual.
Come
to mind for me personally.
Yeah, yeah.
I own both of those bands.
And you know, like Disembowelment.
Disembowelment. I mean, we met those guys in Roadburn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The new band.
Dusk.
Yeah, not the one after that even. It's Escape.
That one I don't know.
It's Escape. They just put a release out through Relapse.
Oh wow! I need to look into that then.
It's just skipped my. I was listening to it just the other day.
The Destroyer 666.
Yeah, yeah, you know, of course, man. And we know the Amenta guys, and friends with the Psychroptic guys. I don't know. There's some really fucking cool stuff over there.
Have you been to Europe yet? Have you done?
Yeah. We've been to Europe twice.
Twice.
We just been in February for a month. We did our own thing with Svartkrown. That's basically we just kind of continuing what we did over there.
Oh, great. Okay.
So that was all. That was our first time, headlining, if you will, or the first time that was our shows over there. We went in 2009. We did a package tour with Niall, Christian, Grave.
Oh wow!
Wow. And that was fucking amazing. It was like a nightliner, totally pro. But this time was equally as cool because we got to play. Full set.
Yeah, you do a longer set. Yeah, definitely. So, who did you guys have? You have like a regular booking agent over in Europe, or just?
JB from Svartkrown.
Oh,
booked everything.
Okay.
So because he does all their stuff. It was a weird turn of events. Basically, what happened is we were lined up to do another package tour with Immolation.
Wow.
But Immolation postponed to May, like this year. And then we ended up not being able to do that, and so we were kind of in limbo. We needed to get back over there, and then JB just kind of out of nowhere hit us up, said he was a fan, and would you want to do something? So yeah, no, I know it just all pulled together really quickly, and Yeah, that's cool.
So how long does it take? What's the flight like from New Zealand to where do you fly into in the States?
Okay, it's to yeah, for both Europe and the States, it's you're looking at around 30 hours. This time it was 47, I think.
47 hours.
Yeah, because we have to fly. It's really fucked up. We have to fly to Australia, which is going backwards. So that's 3 hours. Then we had a 4 hour stopover. Then from Sydney we flew to San Francisco. We missed our connecting flight because customs just completely took like an just completely fucked us around. Took like an hour and a half. We just totally missed the connecting flight. And then, so then we had a 10-hour stopover, and then from there we flew to New York, and then we played that day.
Wow. That's
no, we played that day in Philadelphia.
In Philly, yeah, you drove down, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, drove
down. Wow, what a, and it was the same day, too.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it was bizarre. It was a bizarre experience.
So how many, like, what were your hours like? Like, as far as, like, did you have any idea, like, you know, what physically how'd you feel, like? You guys seemed fine in Philly.
Not too bad because we all managed to sleep here and there, but it felt pretty weird. But playing, as soon as you hit the stage, it shit changes you.
I have a hard time when we fly to Europe to play shows the same day that we fly in. I always have a hard time.
Oh, we never plan it. We always want to have the day off beforehand, and we had planned it this time, but because we missed that connecting flight, we're a whole day displaced. So.
Wow, that's That's a pretty epic travel plan you guys had.
Yeah, it's just it's just unavoidable, you know.
Do you have anything else lined up after this?
No. Aside from Australia in October, it's just album. Total album mode after this. As soon as we get back.
Are you at some point after the album comes out? You're hoping to get back to the States again, I think.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean, we would have loved to have done something a lot more extensive than what we're doing, but. Guitarist Mike, he's finishing up his big double degree this year, so he just can't spare any more time.
It's double degree. What's he studying?
It's one of them is environmental ethics, and then there's a science degree in there, but I can't quite remember the specifics.
Environmental ethics, man.
Yeah,
sounds pretty heavy.
I think it's pretty heavy. Yeah, it does a lot of field trips and all that sort of stuff. So.
Huh.
Yeah,
because I think Australia is, and there's a big problem with like droughts and whatnot and water resources in Australia.
Oh yeah, man, there's signs when you go over there because their heat that they have there is extreme. I know in their outback area, which is like their desert.
Yeah,
it gets up to like 70 degrees Celsius.
Celsius, yeah. Yeah, as I say.
Yeah, not Fahrenheit. Yeah, yeah. No.
So, yeah, 70 C is a very extremely hot. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
Wow. Well, I think I'm actually, my set is probably pretty short time from now, so
yeah, but
probably to wrap it up. Yeah, but thanks for taking this time out, man. Appreciate it. And
no worries.
Once again, man, I'm sorry that your experience in New York was turned out to be a little bit of a negative thing for you guys.
Yeah.